Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, I'm happy to be back here with you, and let's do some political thinking for ourselves today. I'm going to start with Andrew Cuomo and Elaine Chao, because these two people are wonderful examples of looking at the facts and thinking for yourself, not through a political lens, but through the lens of logical, rational thought, because they're from two different political parties. Andrew Cuomo, obviously governor of the state of New York, and Elaine Chao, former Secretary of Transportation in the Trump administration. Although when I get into her background in a few moments, you'll see that she's been a lot more than that in her career. And the reason I want to look at both of them is because they both present a problem. They present a problem to us as citizens, and they present a problem in terms of how party affiliation can blind you to facts and to the reality of what's going on in the actions and in the policies of our public officials. So let's start with Andrew Cuomo. He's the most recent. He's been on the forefront of the news for two particular issues. One is his handling of the assisted living and nursing homes in New York during the COVID pandemic. And the second is recent allegations by several women of sexual harassment. These are two different issues, and they need to be approached in two different ways. I think we can think for ourselves and draw a logical conclusion about one, but not about the other. The one we can draw the conclusion about is his handling of the nursing home situation during the pandemic. And the reason I say that is because there is not only the law that he passed, which allowed former COVID patients to be returned to nursing homes and assisted living facilities where healthy people in a high-risk age population existed, and he thereby, through that law, caused the death of thousands of innocent elderly, but also because recent investigations have shown, in an article even today, and I believe the New York Times indicates that he had his staff, we're not sure yet to what extent he knew, but his staff had deliberately falsified statistics of deaths in nursing homes in New York so as to avoid the DOJ investigation that former President Trump had asked to be initiated. So Governor Cuomo himself has not denied that he implemented that law, and the effect of that law is indisputable. There was a ship sent by President Trump that was docked off outside of New York that was specifically sent to house those who were COVID infected. There was also the Javits Center, which had been cleared out. Neither of those two locations were used, but instead the ill and the formerly ill, obviously still carrying and transmitting some aspects of COVID, were returned to the nursing homes where thousands unnecessarily and tragically died. For that, he should be, in my opinion, criminally prosecuted. However, let's look for a moment at these allegations by these women. While there are photographs and video and audio comments as to his behavior and the propriety or impropriety of his behavior, we still live in the United States of America where people are presumed innocent until proven guilty. And Governor Cuomo is entitled to due process regarding those allegations. An investigation needs to take place. Sufficient evidence needs to be gathered. If, in fact, a grand jury makes a determination that there is evidence sufficient to proceed with prosecution, then criminal and certainly civil prosecution by the women who are alleging her harassment will obviously proceed. But until then, we can't jump all over that, no pun intended, we can't jump all over that and condemn him for that. He gets the same due process rights as anyone and everyone in this country gets who is a legal citizen. Let's look at Elaine Chao, who is a Republican. Elaine Chao is a former Secretary of Transportation in the Trump administration. However, you may or may not know that she has held public office under three prior presidents, Trump, George W. Bush, and Ronald Reagan. George H.W. Bush as well. She has been the United States Secretary of Transportation, as I said, under Trump. She has been the United States Secretary of Labor under George Bush. She's been Director of the Peace Corps under George H.W. Bush. She's been Chair of the Federal Maritime Commission under Ronald Reagan. She's been Commissioner of the Federal Maritime Commission under Ronald Reagan for two administrations. And she has held significant private sector positions, including for the Bank of America and the Heritage Foundation. She obtained her graduate degree at Harvard University and her undergrad at University of California, Berkeley. And she went to a very elite school in San Francisco, her high school, the Lowell High School. I say all of this because Elaine Chao is married, and she is married to Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is arguably currently the most powerful Republican in Washington, D.C. He is also a man who, on a former podcast, I indicated could not be trusted because of his absolutely inconsistent responses to the attempt to impeach President Trump the second time in the Senate, the vote that he casted in that, which was to acquit, the comments he made immediately thereafter, which were all disparaging of Trump. And then a week later said that he, McConnell, would support President Trump if he were to run again in 2024. Mitch McConnell is not to be trusted, but neither is his wife, Elaine Chao. And the reason is twofold. And one of them, I think, is incredibly disturbing. The first is that her father is the founder of the Foremost Group. The Foremost Group is an international shipping company, predominantly doing 75% of its shipping in and out of China. It has no footprint in the United States other than its office in New York. And it is intimately tied to his daughter, Elaine Chao. And so, by the way, her father is worth $400 million. He has contributed millions of dollars to Mitch McConnell's reelection campaigns in the state of Kentucky. And Elaine Chao has been cited on many occasions for conflict of interest, using the offices that she has held to try and bolster her father's company and his connections to the U.S. The second disturbing fact is how Mitch McConnell and Elaine Chao met. They were introduced by a woman named Julia Chang Block. Julia Chang Block mentored Elaine Chao throughout her entire political career up until the moment that Chang Block introduced Elaine Chao to Mitch McConnell. Julia Chang Block is a very political animal who was born in China, in the Republic of China. She was brought here when she was 9 years old. Her father was the first Chinese graduate of Harvard Law School. She too went to the Lowell High School in San Francisco, as did Elaine Chao. She got her master's degree in East Asia Studies from Harvard University. She worked for President George H.W. Bush. She was vice president of Bank of America, a position also held by Elaine Chao subsequently. What I want you to understand is that Julia Chang Block, who has been involved in American-Chinese relations, in bringing Chinese studies into American universities, in bringing American students over to China through foundations that she and her husband, Stuart Block, have been involved in setting up, that matchmaker for Elaine Chao and Mitch McConnell was Julia Chang Block. I find that very troubling. We have a huge problem with China in this country. We have a security problem. We have a cybersecurity problem. We have infiltration of our government by Chinese agents. We have Chinese influence in our universities. We have a questionable current situation between the Biden family and the Chinese government and Hunter Biden and all of that was not looked into. So the point of the show, as you know, is thinking for yourself. I started out with Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat. I ended with Elaine Chao, a Republican. I spoke really fast because there's actually so much more information I could share with you about both of these individuals. But the thing I want to say is this. You and I can think for ourselves, and regardless of political party, whether you're a Republican or whether you're a Democrat, Andrew Cuomo is a bad governor. He harmed the people of his state, and he may be a sexual harasser. Harasser? I think that's the word. If not, he may be obviously guilty of sexual harassment. We won't know until he has due process, but he's a bad guy, if for no other reason than what he did in the lockdown in New York, and also to the death count in the nursing homes and the assisted living homes. Elaine Chao is part of a troubled leadership in the Republican Party. She is married to someone who has shown himself to be untrustworthy, and she and her connections to her father and China and the Chinese Communist Party through her father and the business he has done and the loans he has received from the Chinese Communist banks are deeply disturbing. So when we think for ourselves, as we do on this show, we say the following. There are Democrats and there are Republicans who are not serving us. They're not serving their constituents and they're not serving the best interests of the nation. And it is high time all of us got off of being stuck on political parties and look at these people as individuals and do something about it if you're in a state where they next come up for a vote. And in the meantime, as I always say, look local. Turn around and see what's happening in your immediate community, not by the parties, but by the people those parties are promoting. And if you can do anything about it, whether it's through your school district or it's through local committee serving or it's through zoning commissions or whatever it is, do it, because it's up to you and me. The big picture is in the hands of a few, and those few do not have our interests at heart. But you can make a difference. One person can. Historically, there are endless examples of one person making a difference and changing the world. Whether you're looking at someone as profound as Jesus or you're looking at someone as questionable as Joan of Arc, there have always been people, Martin Luther King, there are always been people who are the one person who stands for what is true and makes a difference. That can be you when you know what? When you think for yourself. I'm Carol Gold and I'll be back here on Monday. Please join me at Think for Yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.